We are learning Maseches Kalam Daf Chaf from a base, and we are beginning six lines from the top, beginning of a line, but the two dots. Omer Rav Yosef, Ad Ona Tamon. When I was in Babel, Shamat Kal Rav Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I heard Rav Yehuda asking Shmuel a Shiloh, which we had. This is the third time we're having it in this Maseches Kalam already. Hifresh Shiklo Yemeis. Someone's mafresh a shekel and he dies. What's the halacha? Omalei. So Shmuel answered, Yiplu Nadava. It goes to Nadava. Moisa, not a Shiloh, Moisa Asirus Eifah Shloi, the Moisa Asirus Eifah of a Kohen Gadol, what's the halacha with that? Again, we said the Shiloh is, do you need to have a Moisa of something that's a Kapara or Moisa Karman Tzibo or so? So, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Yerlich Nehar Melech. You can't use it for Kitzim Ezbeach, for Eilois, because it's not Moisa of something that was brought for Kapara, it's only a Moisa of Karman Tzibo. Rabbi Yechon holds, that goes Yam Melech. Rabbi Yezah Yimeh Yiplu Linadava. It goes to Kitzim Ezbeach, Linadava. So that's the Shlik Chazara of Gemara that we learned already. Now the Gemara is going to go discuss now by Arichas the halachas of the Asiris Eifah, which is the carbon that's brought every morning and evening by the Kohen Gadol. Asiris Eifah l'shal Kohen Gadol. V'yechon oima choytza oisa v'achach makdasha. You take a full isaron, you cut it, you split it in half, and then you makdash it in the kli sharis. It's not first you take the holy isaron and makdash it in the kli sharis, then you split it. You first split it, and then you makdash it in the kli sharis. That's our v'yechon shita. Rav Shimon Lakos oima makdasha. First you makdash it. First, you mekadesh the whole entire flour l'shem karban chavitim, and afterwards you split it in half and bring half in the morning, half in the evening. So Gemara wants a taina from Mishnayos and Menachos. One's mekadesh on Rabbi Yechonon, one's mekadesh on Rav Shlakish. Masnita pligi al Rabbi Yechonon. L'chayr the Mishnah in Maseches Menachos argues Rabbi Yechonon, who says that Mishnah that unless a Kohen Gadol in the morning brought his half of his chavitim and he died, so in the evening a new Kohen Gadol comes in. And the Mishnah says he has to bring his own isarin. He can't use the other half of the Kohen Gadol in the morning. And the halacha is that the other half goes to Yam HaMelech. It says in the Mishnah, Makriv Mechza, he's Makriv half, or Mechza of it, the other half goes to Yam HaMelech. That's the halacha, goes to Yam HaMelech. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, why should it go Yam HaMelech? All it is Kedushas Damim. So what's the problem? If it be kosher klisharis, and now it's stuck, you can't do anything with it. But now it's kushas dam, and what's the problem? Be paida, use the kitzim mizbeach. Use it for, you know, be paida, use the money for kitzim mizbeach. So Gemara answers, Rabbi Yechon says, no, it's not shva, why it's avat. Because Rabbi Yechon holds that moisir asiris, if it goes to Yam HaMelech, even though it's not kaddish. Possible logic, if it goes to Yam HaMelech, even money that's extra, moisir asiris, if it goes to Yam HaMelech. He holds that anything that's extra from carbon sever goes Yam HaMelech. It's not shver here also. We'll go Yam HaMelech. It's not a kasha on Rav Yechonon. But now the Gemara has a kasha on Rav Shlakish from the Vayter in the same Mishnah, Maseches Menachos. Masnita pligi Rav Shimon Lakish. It says in the Mishnah there, it ends off, Nimsu shnei chatzom kravim, two halves on Nikra, which is the Kohen Gadol who was just died. His half was born in the morning and then he died. So his other half is Avudim. And then the evening also, the one half is Makav, the other half is Avudim. Shnecha is Avudim. And the Mishnah says, V'tani Allah, says the Brisa says, about the Mishnah, how do you take care of it? Mechza Rishon, Mechza Shena, Tu'uba Tzurasan. You wait to get Tz'uba Tzura, V'yazim Eza Tzurefa. And the Kasha is like this, that fear Vishlama in the morning, the second half needs Tz'uba Tzura, because there all it is it was ready to be brought, just the Bailam died. It's called Shina Bailam. And Shina Bailam, the Lach is in the Tz'uba Tzura. But the evening one is a psula gof. Why? Because when I was makdash it already, lehedya didn't have a chance. There was no way I could bring both halves because I couldn't bring one half. I only bring one half, and it was kol tshusha gof because I put it in klisharis according to shlokas. If I put it in the klisharis, the halacha is that if it puts them in klisharis, they cannot be brought as a carbon. That's a psula gof already. It's like dochi mikara. It's dochi right away. It can't be brought as a carbon. If it can't be brought as a carbon, so then the halacha should be, it shouldn't be ibitzura. So what Pshan, the Mishnah says, you need Yibetzura. The Chayav first Lakish should not need Yibetzura. Since it's Kadosh Kedusha Saguf, you should not need Yibetzura. So Gemara answers, Pasalot Karab Yishmal. The Omar, Isaroin Mekadesh Keshakoyin, Isaroin Mekadesh. He holds like Rabbi Yishmal, that he holds, the Chayav Yishmal Rekiva is really the Chayav Rabbi Yechonon and Rav Shlakish. Rav Shlakish will hold like the Tana Rabbi Shmuel holds that you mekadesh it in the kli medida already. The kli that measures it as a yisarayin, you mekadesh it because it's a guf already. Masha Inki Rabbi Kiva holds not like that. He'll say the Mishnah in Menachah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. And that's how Rav Shlakish says, you're right, that Mishnah is not like me. But I have Rabbi Shmuel on my side, and that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. That's the way he answers this teretz. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Kesha koyen miskarav tchila la'avoida, maybe asiris ha'oifa shaloi ha'oid biyada. The halacha is that a koyen, when he becomes a koyen, when he starts ha'avoida, he brings a mincha called a minchas chinuch. That's exactly the same mincha like the mincha of a koyen gadol, of the minchas chavitim. It's the same exact mincha. And some Bali Musa say that's why Kohen Gadol brings it every day, because by him he has to be a Michas Chinuch every day, he's a Nayi Kohen Gadol. But upon him, the fact of the matter is that a Kohen brings the same thing like a Kohen Gadol. Now, if a Kohen, how does he break himself in? He brings this Mincha and he's Makrivit himself. That's how he brings the Michas Chinuch, and that's how he makes himself into a Kohen who's Roy Du Avoida. So let's read it out again. Because a Kohen is Karav Tchilu, a Kohen starts Avoida, Shkarav Tchilu Avoida, maybe a Sirius Avishloi, but Avoida Vyadi, does it by Yadi himself. Let's say, then it says, Echa Kohen Gadol, Echa Kohen Hedesh Avdu Achalei Viyu Asir Seir Shlem. Let's say they went ahead and did not bring the Karb Minchas Chinuch. They didn't bring it. It's not Ma'akiv. It's not Ma'akiv, their Avoida. Their Avoida is still Kasher, even though they left out a very important halacha, but still it is Kasher. That's our Girsa, that's Kasher. Rabbi Mana Boyi. Let's say a kohen, the day he was mismana to start doing avoda, he became a kohen gadol. So how many does it bring? So Ramana holds maybe shtayim. Achas the chinucha, one for his chinuch, v'achas the chayvus yoyim. One for chayva of the day, which is Michas Chavitim. And the chiddush is that usually, let's say a kohen becomes kohen gadol 2 weeks later, he has to bring another Michas chinuch for kohen gadol. Here, the same Michas Chinuch Chavifah is Kohen and Kohen Gadol. But there is a man, the Amma, Mestachas Menachas, holds you have to bring three Menachas. A Michas Chinuch for the Kohen Hedit, and then a Michas Chinuch for the Kohen Gadol. And then, as it's telling you, the Shaila, is a Kohen Gadol have a different Gartel than the Kohen Hedit? Is a Kohen Gadol a Kohen Hedit plus, or it's a whole different Chavtza? And the Nafkamina is the Avnet. Do they wear the same exact Gartel night? We're the same Gartel, so what they are is a Kohen Hedit with form of a God and a Kohen Gadol. If it's a different Gartel, they're not even, they're a whole different Chavtza. They have to bring a different Mincha, that's the Shaila here, if it's two or three, but this man, the Yom Rav Mana, is saying all you need is two. Weiter in the Gemara. In the Pasuk it says that how do you make a Minchas Chavitim? It says, Al Machvas B'Shemen Ta'aseh. You put it in machvas b'shemen, murubeches, which means revucho with hot water, to Vienna, tefune minchas chitim. It's baked minchas chitim. There's a lot going on in this pasuk, which the Gemara will talk a little bit a few lines later. But first the Gemara says a fact that tefune b'shas hava tefune v'em b'shachas tefune. It has to be baked that morning, not the night before. It can't come in the morning baked already. It says to Vienna tefune. It has to be brought today baked. You bake it today. V'em b'shachas tefune. You can't bake it in the morning, which means it shouldn't be baked the night before. That's the title. The lashon doesn't sound so good. It should not come in the morning baked already. Zokta Gemara, Vataninon, we learned in a Mishnah, Mesechus Talmud, that Hamidu Oise Chavitim, Las Chavitim. They woke up before Oise Shachar to start making the Chavitim. So you see, they baked it before Oise Shachar. They woke up early. Hamidu, they woke them up to do the Chavitim. They woke up to Oise Chavitim. And for the Gemara, they will be woken up to make the hot water, to cook up the hot water for the Ravucha. That's what they were being woken up for, and not for, they weren't being woken up to bake the bread. Now, what's the order? That's the Midrash. What's the order of the three things that they do? They do put in hot water, which that sounds like that's the first, and then they fry it and they bake it. What goes first? Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Chanina. Tufini, let's get the word. Tufini, Gemara explains. First you fry it, and then they bake it. Rav Achav Shem Rechadina, first they bake it, and the Gemara brings another machlekes that attached the word tufini, and the Tali Zavazeh, these two machlekesim. So first, the first machlekes is, what do you do first? Frying or baking and frying? What's the machlekes? Really the next machlekes is the machlekes. Says the Pasuk Tufini. And we dash that word as to mean tefena no, bake it when it's partially cooked. No means not raw, means partially cooked, fries. Which means fry first. Rabbi Omer tefena no, it should be baked nice. When you fry something, it gets black and it doesn't bake so nice. It's much whiter bread when you bake it fresh before frying. So and Rabbi Daisa, third sheet, Omer tefena riba. You make a lot of bakings. Why? Because he says both are true. No and no. So what you do is you bake it, you fry it, and you bake it again. That's the idea. But that mandem doesn't go into the machlekes tonight that we have before. So asin ilim plaktaya kahanim plaktaya. These two machlekes in which meant if tigun's first or oifas first or na'a or na is tali zavazat two machlekes in. Asin ilim plaktaya kahanim plaktaya. Mandem amat tefinin na'a. Neman Yama says that you bake it nicely. You know what he holds? Keman Yama oifarachem atagin. He holds you bake it first, then you fry it. It doesn't get black. You bake it, then you fry it. That's why it's not. It's nice. Neman Yama tefena no. Neman Yama says you bake it and partially cook. Keman Yama, like Neman Yama says, atagin, you fry it, vachem oifa. Vachakach, and afterwards, you burn it. Now the Gemara has now a shayla. So Atkan, the case, now the Gemara has a shayla. It says in the Braisa, it says that loy soif davar shemes. It says like a cryptic words that not only this halacha that they can't bring, they have to bring like a new carbon chavitim, and they can't use his half, is loy soif davar shemes. It's not only when he died, it's by another case also. And the Gemara has a shayla, what does that mean? Elafilu nitma, if it becomes tummy in the morning, then also you need a whole new carbon in the afternoon. That's what it means. Even though it's not such a big soul, even though it's not such a big soul, Avada, the Kohen Gadol comes Tameh, they appoint his second in command to be the Kohen Gadol, but maybe he could bring the other half because he's not mamish disqualified. Or it means, when it says not only mace, it means even mum, but not Tameh. Tameh, you still could bring the carbon. By mum, that's a kavua de gapsul. Which means we know there's more than just a mace that has the same halacha that in the afternoon the new Kohen Gadol got to bring his own. But how far do we take it? We take it, mum is also like mace, so even Tameh is also the same level as mace that he has to bring his own carbon. So Gemara says, Tani Yehuda ben Parzi, the bar davar delay, filu the bar delay is from a place, the bar dalia from a place, it's a place, or Yehuda ben Parzi, the bar dalia, vafilu nitchum mum. He's garis nitchum mum, and that's the halacha that only mum disqualifies the other half, but if it just becomes Tameh, the new Kohen Gadol that was practicing now could bring the other half as a carbon. He could bring the other half as a carbon. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Gemara says Vaita, how do you know it's Drasha? We have a Mechlekes the Mishnah, different man the Yom, what you use it from a Yarshim, or you bring, let's say he dies and there is no Kohen Gadol. Whose money do you use for bringing a new Chavita? So it's Machlokes the Mishnah. Either it says from the Tzibur, it's one of the Tanai Bezdins, or you bring it from the Yarshim. And the Gemara explains the drashas for this. Zok de Gemara. Menayin le Kohen Gadol shemeis, loyminu achatachtav. You weren't memana, you didn't point the new Kohen Gadol instead of him. Sheheh mechas le kreves le Yarshim. How do you know that you use the Yarshim funds? The Yarshim have to supply the funds for the Chavitim. Tam Aleim says the pasuk, "Mebonav Yasa Oisa." Now this pasuk, "Va'koyin Hamashiach Tachnu Bonav Yasa Oisa Chok Olam," really means the Kohen Gadol who comes after him. But we make a drosh over here. Why does it doesn't say, "Va'koyin Hamashiach Yasa Tachnu Mebonav"? Why does it say Yasa next word Oisa? That's the shikla diik. That Yasa, with the word Yasa Oisa, to teach us that the Yarshim, even if they're not a Kohen Gadol, they will bring the carbon. Tam Aleim, "Mebonav Yasa Oisa." It says, "But Bonav Yasa Oisa teach us that they will bring the extra carbon." Now that Yachol Yaviyana Lechatzam, maybe they bring half, like half and half, like every other Kohen Gadol is half and half. Tamal Oisa Kula Amarti has to bring the whole. You have to bring the whole entire carbon. You don't split it in half. When a Yarish, when not a non Kohen Gadol brings Chavita, brings the whole thing. The Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon Oimer Ena Ba'el Mishal Tzibur Shnema Chok Oilam, which means the Misha Bris Krusaloi. To the Klal Yisrael who has the Chok Olam, who has the Bris Krusha Lo, that's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael takes care of it. That's what we learn from Chok Olam. Kol Toktor, Kol Laktor. We learn from this pasuk Kol Toktor that you don't make Shirayim Ta'achila, you makrev the entire thing. That's the Aloch of Evi Chavitim. Kol Toktor that the Aloch is you makrev the entire Karbon Chavitim, just like you do by Minchas Chinuch of a Koyin Hedit that brings the beginning when it comes to the Dazavaydah.